Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We gotta build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not, I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or kohls.com for details.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's halftime. Mount Tanoma and Lake Hamilton tied up at 14. We'll check stats coming up here in just a little bit. First, though, we are joined at halftime by Mount Tanoma School Athletic Director Mitch Husky. And, Mitch, first off, I want to talk about the crowd. We haven't seen a crowd on the road this size in a long time, and this is the longest trip we've had in a long time.
You know, our parents, as far as we travel, I believe they've always traveled well.
Yes.
But this might be the longest one.
Yes.
In a while. And see the crowd over there, they're louder than the home stands.
They are.
And so yes, that's pretty cool to watch.
They're getting into this. Well, let's talk about what's going on with athletics at Mountain Home. Let's start with cross country. Had the first of two. I guess there's two Bomber Invitationals this year, isn't there?
Yeah, we had a couple meets that were away that got canceled. So Coach Norris and Coach Peverell decided to put another one on at home. We ran about everyone. Now, we didn't run some of the top kids. When I say top kids, they're all a team. But
yes.
Got everybody participating. We fared really well. And so we'll be hosting another one. I believe it's October 13th is our next Bomber invite. And, you know, it's one of those I say, let's bring everybody out there to watch them. Let's social distance.
Exactly. Got to keep everybody safe, especially for the student athletes. So cross country doing well. They've had a good start to their season. Golf is wrapping up the next couple of weeks, and a great showing at the conference meet this week.
Yeah, you know, our girls won the conference championship. Again, I might be wrong. I think that's 3 in a row. And then our boys finished 3rd, and we actually host the state tournament starting on Monday. So, again, if anybody has any free time, you know, get off work. We're going to start the tournament at 9 o'clock at Big Creek on Monday, and then a week from Monday, October 5th, we're going to host the boys' state championship. So we're excited about that and look for big things in the next week on golf.
You bet. Volleyball playing very well. Rough week this week for the high school team, but they've got a great start to their season.
Yeah, they're kind of in the midst of about a, I want to say they got 4 or 5 road games here in a row. I don't know how that worked out, but it just did, and it just becomes a grind, and they're learning. You know, we got to make up a game that was canceled early in the year with Bologna that had a lot of, or I guess too many quarantine, wasn't able to play earlier. We're making that game up tomorrow at 11 a.m. at their place. So they're rolling. They got a chance. They're just trying to figure a few things out, and they're going to be just fine.
They're playing well. Tennis. That's right. They got district or conference meet this week, this coming week, right?
Yes, actually starts on Monday at Russellville. It's a 2-day event, and hopefully we can dodge the weather. They're going to make the call Sunday night around 7 o'clock if they're going to have it started on Monday. If not, then it'll be a Tuesday, Wednesday event. So, you know, we return our double state championship. And, you know, I think our boys and girls both have a shot in conference.
And if I remember right, the girls are 9-1. The boys start a little slow, but they're up to 5-2-2, and they're really playing really well.
Yeah, I talked to Coach Henry, and, you know, everybody talks about our girls because, you know, we had a double state championship group coming back. But our boys have been doing well this year.
Yep.
Been proud of them. So we're looking for big things for both boys and girls in the tennis tournament. And that's at Russellville. So, again, if you want to take a couple days off, you can go down to Russellville.
There you go. There you go. Junior high football got another win last night. They're playing well.
Yeah, the Crow Show keeps on rolling. And, you know, it's just right now we've got a you know, Dr. Long and I, he sent a text today, or actually after a game last night, said, I just love the competitive spirit. The energy right now around junior high football, seventh grade football, high school football, it's probably the best I've seen it. You go back to that team that made a run to the state championship game.
Right.
And so just seeing the energy and the hope, it's more than hope. They believe. And so when you believe in something, anything's possible, and these kids are showing it out here right now.
They really are. Yep. Well, Mitch, we appreciate it. It's good to see you.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
Mount Home Athletic Director Mitch Husky. It's halftime. The Bombers of Lake Hamilton knotted up at 14. Boy, some interesting scores around the state. Matt, check those for us coming up in just a moment when we continue with Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC community banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep pedaling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or kohls.com.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And good evening from the studio once again. We are at halftime, and Mountain Home was really giving Lake Hamilton a fight. 14-all here at the break. Wolves came into this game ranked 10th in the state overall and 2nd in Class 6A. We'll have more on that game in just a moment. Before we get to the rest of the football scores, we want to let you know over on KTLO AM right now. The second game of the doubleheaders in the bottom of the third, and St. Louis is up on Milwaukee by a score of 3-0, so Cardinals looking to split today's doubleheader with the Brewers. All right, let's take a look at first what's going on in the 6A West. Last score we had, Benton, who's ranked 4th in the Class 6A, was losing to Russellville by a score of 20-13. Well, that'd be a big win for the Cyclones if they could pull that one off. First quarter, last score we had, Silent Springs was up on Van Buren 7-0. And Greenwood originally scheduled to play Little Rock Parkview for their conference opener, but that game got canceled. So tonight it's a matchup between teams ranked in the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 as Greenwood ranked fourth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, hosting a number eight, Bentonville West. And right now it is the Bulldogs up on the Wolverines 28-14 in the second quarter. On the local level, Yellow Summit hosting Hector tonight. Have yet to see a score update on that game. Same thing on the game between Salem and Riverview. Haven't seen the score on the game between Melbourne and Newport yet either. The Bearcats are going to have a tough challenge tonight with the Greyhounds. Actually, that game is now at halftime. And it looks like it's a little bit of a defensive battle. The Greyhounds up on the Bearcats 7-0. Newport came into this game ranked third in Class 3A. Mountain View is leading Cutter Morning Star 32-0 in the second quarter. Yellow Jackets just having their way tonight. Harrison, who is ranked fifth in Class 5A, is leading Ozark tonight by a score of 24-0 at halftime. Goblins originally scheduled to play Harrison for their 5A West opener, but that game got canceled. Farmington's got a few players in quarantine. West Plains is up on Springfield Kickapoo 14-0 at halftime. Hollister playing at home tonight against Reed Spring. And that game is at halftime. The Tigers losing to Reed Spring 10-6. Skyline is trailing, Forsyth is trailing Skyline 13-0 at the break. Branson playing at Carthage this evening and have yet to see a score update on that game. And Ava playing at Salem, Missouri, and haven't seen the score on that one as of yet either. Taking a look at the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, and Bryant, who's number one in the state overall and in Class 7A, just having their way with Fort Smith Northside. The Yellow Jackets up 42, I'm sorry, the Hornets up 42-0 at the break. Number two, Bentonville, who's also number two in Class 7A, leading Harbor 24-0 at halftime. North Little Rock, who's ranked third in the state overall and in Class 7A, is leading Little Rock Central 21-0 at the break. Pulaski Academy, who's ranked number five in the state overall, number one in Class 5A, playing at Watson Chapel this evening. Let's see if we've got a score update on that one. We do. And it is Watson Chapel leading the Bruins 24-22 in the second quarter. Well, that'd be a big win for Chapel if they can get that win over PA. Number seven, Cabot, who is also number five in Class 7A, is leading Little Rock Catholic 17-7 at halftime, and number nine, Joe T. Robinson, who is also number one in Class 4A, playing at home tonight against Fountain Lake. And let's see if we have an update on that one. We do not. The game between Conway and Little Rock Southwest ended up being canceled this week. Conway came into this game to this week ranked sixth in the state overall and number four in Class 7A. We've already gone through all the Class 7A top five teams. The only one we haven't mentioned in Class 6A is number five Jonesboro. Their game at El Dorado ended up getting canceled. In the Class 5A top five games, I haven't yet got to. Number two, Wynn, playing at Brookland this evening, and see if we've got an update on that game. Yes, we do. Second quarter, the Wynn is up on Brookland 28-3. And number three, Little Rock Christian playing at Maumelle tonight. And let's see, that game is in the second quarter. Maumelle is leading Christian by a score of 17-10. And again, that is in the second quarter. The game between fourth-ranked Texarkana and Magnolia ended up getting canceled. Class 4A top five games that I haven't yet got to. Number four, Shiloh Christian playing at home tonight against Berryville. And we don't have an update on that one as of yet. Number five, Pocahontas is up on Rivercrest 19-14 at halftime. The big game, one that was expected to be the big game throughout the state overall, number two, Arkadelphia, and number three, Nashville, ended up getting canceled. Class 3A top five, number one, Harding Academy is losing to Briarcrest, Tennessee, 35-28 in the second quarter. Number four, Boonville, playing at Two Rivers this evening. And let's see if we've got an update on that game. And we do. It is, boy, Boonville just having their way with Two Rivers, 41-0 in the second quarter. And also tonight, number five, Risen at Barton this evening. And let's see if we've got an update on that one. And nope, no update on that one as of yet. in the class, the game between second-ranked Prescott and Horatio ended up getting canceled. And in the class 2A top five, number one Fort Ice playing at Clarendon this evening. For the Red Bugs leading Clarendon 20-8 in the second quarter. Number three Garden at Foreman tonight. And boy, the Go Devils just having their way with Foreman, 35-0 at the break. Number five Magnet Cove at home tonight against Dirks. And Dirks is leading right now 14-0 in the third quarter. The game between second-ranked Junction City and Blytheville was canceled. And number four, Desark, is idle this week. So that's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment at the stadium. Our score at the break, Mountain Home and Lake Hamilton knotted up at 14-all. You're listening to the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Halftime, 14-14 our score. Mountain Home and Lake Hamilton knotted up. Sonny, got those halftime stats?
We do. Lake Hamilton leading the way. They have 198 yards of total offense. Have held Mountain Home to just 128. Bryce McKay, 14 carries for 49 yards rushing, 1-4 passing for a touchdown and 31 yards. Gage Hershberger, 11 carries for 50 yards. Miller doing the damage, 11 carries for 86 for Lake Hamilton, Woodley 8 for 39, and Martin 6 for 48.
We'll see what happens. The Bombers get the ball to start the second half. It's coming up next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.